There were delays, divisions within the Republican Party, and even some deliriousness as zoo animals.
I might attempt to run across this chamber if it were filled with lions, tigers, and bears.
And familiar talk show hosts.
It really is in some respect a little bit like Oprah's favorite things.
Were referenced in explaining parts of the bill. In the end, a revamped spending plan passed with wide bipartisan support. Here's House Speaker Tim Moore at about 1:20 this morning.
93 having voted in the affirmative and 23 in the negative. House Bill 97 passes its third reading. The amendments are ordered engrossed and will be sent to the Senate.
More on the Senate in a moment.
But first, the budget that passed. Let's hear some perspectives from both sides of the aisle. Here's Republican Craig Horn of Union County.
Is it perfect? We've all heard the phrase, don't sacrifice the good for the perfect. It's not perfect. Lots of room to grow, lots of challenges ahead. And I choose to look forward to what the Senate's going to do with this budget and take it even better.
And here's the minority party leader, Democrat Larry Hall from Durham.
It's a low bar, but I hope at least we can try to attain it throughout this budget process. I'm voting against the budget because I don't think status quo is good enough.
Some of Hall's chief complaints this week were focused really on education. Education is the largest piece of the state spending plan, so Rima, let's focus there for a second. What are some of the key takeaways?
Well, overall, we saw that they're putting more money in for education. The proposal would give all state employees, which include teachers, an across-the-board 2% raise. The House has also pledged to raise the starting salary for teachers to $35,000. Right now, it's at $33,000. And Republican House leaders also want to see more charter schools. Now, this is a smaller line item, but there are a lot of divisions philosophically. So the plan would give a private nonprofit group called Parents for Educational Freedom $1 million to help build charter schools in rural areas. Democrats, they proposed an amendment on the floor that would get rid of that provision, and they want to redirect that money to teacher assistance instead. Here's Rick Glazier. He's a Democrat from Cumberland, and he says that's not how the state should be using taxpayer dollars.
It is not our job, it seems to me, to take away public funds and give them to a private entity to make public decisions. There may be ways to get this money to them, but this can't be it. This is an extraordinary slippery slope.
But in the end, that provision stayed in the budget. In fact, there were dozens and dozens of amendments and lots of debate on the floor last night, even between Republicans.
That division is kind of a theme that emerged over the course of this week. So the original budget proposal that was rolled out on Monday grew state spending by more than $1 billion, had $158 million for incentives, was primed to increase DMV fees by 50%. But there were some Republicans within the party, as well as conservative groups, that were not happy with this kind of growth and this kind of spending, despite the fact that the state has a projected budget surplus of $400 million. So after some infighting, conversations, deliberations, some of the incentives were rolled back. So instead of $60 million a year for the film industry, now it's a proposed 40. And instead of 50% of an increase in DMV fees, it's now 30%. So as a reminder, this is just part of a 4-month or so long negotiation between the various arms of state government, between the governor, the House, and the Senate. Each will put forward a budget proposal. So this, having passed the House, will now, the budget conversation, turn to the more conservative chamber.
Right, the Senate chamber, which has also pledged to raise teachers' salaries. But when it comes to incentives and changes to tax policy, I think we could see a very different proposal.
Senators will likely unveil their plan in mid to late June. So for now, I'm Jeff Tiberi.
And I'm Rima Crace.